Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There's a brick wall outside my window, and it's glowing as the sun shines gold. I use my imagination to see the people holding hands below. Crane my neck to see the sky. Is it blue or gray? I could not testify. So I close my eyes and I smile at the gardens in my mind. And if I could not see, I would use my nose to smell this reverie. We travel underground to get from A to B. But can't you see it isn't human? It's deep and dark and crowded, and it smells like pee. I know that's crude, but we were born to run up there where the air is clear, no stranger's scent to share. So I close my eyes and I smile at the gardens in my mind. And if I could not see, I would use my nose to smell this reverie. Even in my dreams, I like to go outside, flirting with the moonlight, dancing through the night in the secret gardens of my mind. Let's open all the windows, tear down the blinds, take out the glass and wood. You know we really should remove the bricks and cement and lime. Reveal the earthworms there, show them we really care. Plant a tree and sow some seeds. A little patience now is baby all we need. So I close my eyes and I smile at the gardens in my mind. And if I could not see, I would use my nose to smell this reverie. I close my eyes at the gardens in my mind. And if I could not see, I would use my nose to smell this reverie. I close my eyes and I smile at the gardens in my mind. And if I could not see, I would use my nose to smell this reverie.
That was a jazzy red carpet intro into this new hour of Neon Jazz from UK native vocalist and multi-instrumentalist currently living in New York City, Joanna Walfish, with the title track off her newest 2016 album called Gardens in My Mind. This happens to be her third full album, and each one keeps getting better. She grew up in London with music in her DNA. She is the daughter of a classic cellist and a violinist. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she summed up a few things in one sentence.
And then when I was a teenager, I fell in love with jazz, listening to Ella Fitzgerald. And so I basically sung jazz for years and years and years. And I did a master's in jazz back in London before I moved to New York. And then coming to New York, that was when, like 5 years ago, when I really was able to establish my singer-songwriter side, where I was actually, it was kind of completely welcome to be performing your own original music all the time. New York is a very open scene for that. So this record is kind of, I feel like, a result of my evolution, like all of these elements just coming out. And it felt very natural to me.
She would go on to get her master's degree in performance at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London, and then she was ready for that big move to New York City in 2012. And things have worked out pretty nicely. She has toured or worked with Wynton Marsalis, Fred Hirsch, Lee Konitz, Joe Martin, Rob Garcia, James Shipp, and many other jazz luminaries. She also did a hushed interpretation of Radiohead's Creep, but with this new album, she showcases pure vocals and poetic lyrics with an intricate weaving of a singer-songwriter, jazz, folk, and contemporary, also an indie pop edge to it. She'll be around for quite some time, and it was great to kick this hour off with her bravado. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs vocalists, trumpeters, saxophonists, drummers, and cool cats of all jazz walks, right here in the City of Fountains and the World Championship Royals in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a winning hour of jazz music. And this next cat happens to be a winner. Belgian guitar and harmonica legend Toots Thielemans with the 1967 cut Oh Susanna off his LP Two Toots.
Thank you.
is Joanna Walfish from London via New York, now appearing on Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City with Joe Domino. I hope you enjoy my music. Thank you.
That was the smooth and cool jazz pianist Aaron Parks off his latest 2016 disc, Groovements, with the song Winter. So he studied at the University of Washington at the age of 14 through the Transition School and Early Entrance Program as a double major in computer science and music. By 15, he was selected to be in the Grammy High School Jazz Ensembles, and that prompted a move to New York City and a transfer to the Manhattan School of Music. During this final year, he began touring with the Terrence Blanchard Band, recording three albums with him for Blue Note Records, including the Grammy-winning A Tale of God's Will. This is One Cat Driven by Music, Minced with Pure Will. From Vancouver's busiest jazz cat, Full of Magic, here's Dal Richards with his orchestra with the one we all love, New York, New York, circa 2005, off the CD The Swingin' Years.
Gentlemen, please welcome John DeVersa and his Progressive Big Band.
We'll be right back.
That was the very versatile and internationally respected trumpeter, composer, arranger, producer, bandleader, and educator, John DeVersa, with his latest offering in the 2016 album called Kaleidoscope Eyes, the Music of the Beatles, with his jazzy interpretation of Good Day, Sunshine. So John's journey started in L.A., then moved on to Oklahoma, and now he resides in Miami, teaching at the renowned Frost School. But at the end of the proverbial day, John had this to say in an interview with Neon Jazz about playing.
There's just something about the sound, Joe, that I'm just really drawn to. And it's interesting to me because I really, you know, I've always struggled with chops on that instrument, but nothing can keep me away from it either. And I found a way to play it that's just really, it's really personal to me.
Over the years, this cat has been around, playing on the Today Show, Late Night with David Letterman, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Hamburg Music Fest, and a diverse palette of musicians that he's gigged with has included Fiona Apple, Michael Bublé, Sheryl Crow, Herbie Hancock, the Bob Mincer Big Band, and many others. John is one full-on jazz renegade. From the New York Standards Quartet, led by pianist Dave Berkman, here they are with their take on Embraceable You off their 2015 CD called Power of Ten.
everybody. It's John DeVersa in Miami, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist and composer Chris Davis with the 2010 tune Iron Spider off her CD, Paradoxical Frog. She has become one of the finest on the New York City jazz scene and was recently called one of the top 25 rising talents in jazz during the June 2016 issue of Downbeat Magazine. This Vancouver-born and Brooklyn-residing jazz musician has earned high praise, and she is considered a free-thinking, gifted pianist on the scene that lives in each note that she plays, and that's all we can really expect, huh? Here's another modern jazz cat on the keys, making huge waves around the circular jazz pool out there. This is New York-based jazz pianist, composer, and even a writer, Vijay Iyer, with the 2009 tune Galang off his CD Historicity.
This is Jessica Page. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great Japanese jazz drummer and bandleader Hideo Shiraki with the 1962 tune Preacher off his LP Plays Horace Silver. This cat was best known for his action in the 1950s and 60s. But early in his career, he was full of hard bop. But later, he would explore world music and become a pioneer of fusing traditional musical forms with jazz structuring. Hideo emerged in the new Japanese jazz scene of the 50s and grew out of the influence of the U.S. occupying forces. That led him to study percussion at the Tokyo School of Fine Arts, and he would go on to have one nice little jazz career for himself. From the moxie of the Rossi Kanon Quartet, here they are with their take on They All Laughed from the 2015 CD simply called Gershwin.
Thank you. This is Joe Chambers, and you are now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Enjoy.
That was Missouri native and versatile jazz trumpet man Yank Lawson with the tune That's a Plenty and the roaring Royal MTV year of 1985. And we will ride this hour out with a power combo. Here's trumpeter Conti Candoli and pianist Lou Levy with the tune Loverman off the 1955 LP West Coast Whalers. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the original lover man around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. I'm here with my man, Miles. What do you got to say?
Neon done!
There you go. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Enjoy the music, your friends.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Jazz.